재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
거짓과 진실, two truths and a lies, a game we are playing. To my right, we have Professor Dan. 안녕하세요.
안녕하십니까.
To my left, we have Jordan. 대리님 아니고요, 대표님. 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
How are you guys doing? How are you feeling? Are you enjoying the cold weather?
Kind of.
Yeah. I'm not too fond of the cold, Jordan. How about you?
It always surprises me how fast it goes from 그러니까요. being t-shirt weather to winter coat weather.
근데 아직까지 반팔 입고 계시나요?
Yeah, because I'm inside, but I
also
have a nice coat as well.
Oh, yeah.
Smart man.
That's true. Well, actually, we were talking about, you know, trying to make friends as an adult in the workplace. Do you guys have any tips?
Don't do it.
Don't do it. 그게 제일 안전해요, 사실.
Yeah, 재미없지만, 덜 재미있지만, 뭐.
Keep it professional.
위험해요.
Stay away.
Yeah. 위험해요. I like it. That's a great tip. Well, in any case, we are playing Two Truths and a Lie. Today's topic is... What's the topic today?
Politics. Or politicians.
Oh, no.
Historic politicians.
There we go. Yes.
Well, let's get to it. 그러면 교수님.
네, 제가 먼저 하겠습니다.
Okay.
So, 1번요. 싱가포르의 초대 총리인 리 관유는 약간 실덕증을 겪었지만 네 가지 언어에 능통했다.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. 2번요. 인도 독립운동자인 마하트마 간디의 생일은 현재 인도의 공휴일이며 국제 비폭력의 날이기도 하다. Very cool.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. 3번요. 중국 덩샤오핑 주석은 퇴임 후에도 85세까지 하루 1시간 이상 자전거를 타고 건강을 유지했다.
Oh, that's going to be Jordan.
Well, what happened on his 86th birthday?
I did not check. Yeah, right.
That's funny. All right, well, let's get to number one because there's a term that I don't know here.
Sure, it's a very good term. So, 실독증, it means he was slightly dyslexic. So,
okay.
And this is incredible. I lived in Singapore and 3년 동안 살았는데 and he's a great orator. So he was. I passed now. But really an amazing orator in English and in Chinese. Spoke Malay fluently as well.
Wow.
Two different dialects of Chinese. So Mandarin and Hokkien, I believe.
Wow.
And I had no idea until today when I was looking.
Did you know Tom Cruise is also dyslexic?
What?
Yeah.
That's what makes him so good at missions.
Impossible. It's amazing, isn't it? Yes, I am comparing Tom Cruise to Lee Kuan Yew.
Singapore's first and longest serving prime minister.
That's right. So. Okay, so he was dyslexic, so he overcame it?
Yes, so 그거 겪었지만, and what's really amazing is that he learned both, I forget which languages, I think two types of Chinese fluently in his 30s. So 30대부터 진짜 뭐 열심히 공부했다가 뭐 몇 년 만에 다 배웠고.
Wow.
Very cool stuff.
So. That's why he was the prime minister for that.
How many languages do you need to know to be a polyglot?
More than two.
I think that's a person that speaks more than...
Two,
five?
Three?
I don't know. But anyway, he seems like a polyglot.
He was, yes, for sure. 다중언어자, right, I guess, yes.
Yeah. Wow, my goodness.
Multiple languages, very cool.
대단합니다. It's not that 대단해, just because I would say the majority of citizens in Singapore speak like at least four languages.
That's a good point. Very true. So yeah. There are a few different. There's a national language. English is the language of business, etc.
거의 동남아 가시면 대부분 다 뭐 사기국어는 기본이에요.
맞죠, 맞죠.
Yeah. So not that surprising.
Yeah, I'm not gonna guess that one is the
Yeah, unless that's the false. I don't know. So let's go over to India, shall we?
Sure. And I chose this because it's October. So 독립운동자, so probably one of the most famous independence activists in the world, Mahatma Gandhi from India. So his birthday is now a public holiday, right? 공휴일 in India. And it's also the International Day of Nonviolence. So 국제 비폭력의 날이기도 합니다. So, and it's actually October 2nd, 10월 2일입니다. That's why I chose it for this one.
You know what that jumps out as a lie about this to me? I think that the whole thing is true, But I think maybe it's not his birthday, but maybe the day he died or the day that he started activism or something like that. So I think it's one of those little white lies.
Yeah, maybe. 사실 저는 제일 먼저 생각나는 게 뭐 마하트마도 간디도 훌륭하지만 I don't know why I thought of Nelson Mandela.
Oh, another freedom fighter.
So maybe, yeah, maybe it's just a different person in a different country.
No comment.
And then he just brought yeah, maybe. Who knows?
He got all bashful on us.
의심하네요. Okay, number three, heading over to China.
This is interesting too. So premier, here's a new word as well. 주석 would be the premier, I believe, of China, right?
주석.
And this was, I guess, China's maybe one of their early premiers, Deng Xiaoping in English. So Deng Xiaoping in Korean. And even after he retired from his official position, he rode a bike every day inside the Zhongnanhai, so Zhongnanhai compound. That's kind of like the Chonghwade, but in Beijing.
Oh.
So he'd be seen riding his bike around. And of course, at that time, a lot of people rode bikes, right? So 뭐 요즘처럼 다 자가용 타는 거 아니고 자전거 타시는 분 많았고, and even the former premier himself.
Wow.
I want to believe this is true because I love riding my bike. However, as you get older, your hearing starts to go quickly, more quickly than your other senses. Mm-hmm. And once your hearing starts to go, it's hard to keep your balance. And so a lot of old people can't ride bikes.
Mm.
So if this is true, it's very 훌륭해요.
85세까지. So he did live until 94. I think 93, 94. So.
But maybe because he kept riding his bike, he was able to do it for a long time. Yeah. I could be helping.
If you never stop, I guess.
There we go. Keep going.
Right? So, Jordan, we believe in you.
I'm going to be doing it till I'm 90. I'm going to beat him.
Yeah, that's right.
Stay healthy, right?
All right. Well, first cut feeling. I'm going to say that number two is a little 의심스러워 just because of your reaction. But at first, I did think number one, maybe like he probably speaks like 8 languages.
Uh-huh. That would be more impressive.
But that would be, wouldn't he write that? I don't know.
Or maybe he wasn't dyslexic.
Or maybe he wasn't dyslexic. Maybe he was blind.
No,
he definitely wasn't blind.
Okay, fine. Fine. All right, Jordan, where are you going? Where are you at?
I'm going to stick with my initial number two as being the lie. I think it was maybe the day he died is the day they celebrate.
Okay. All right. Just for fun, I'll do number one. And see where we go. 총정리 한번 해보겠습니다. 1번, 싱가포르의 초대 총리인 리관유는 약간의 실독 증을 겪었지만 네 가지 언어에 능통했다. 맞나요?
Bingo. English, Malay, 표준어, right? Mandarin, 부통화, as well as Hokkien, so which is Fujian-o, I guess.
Wow.
More languages.
Okay. Look at that. Beating dyslexia.
Very impressive.
Number two, 인도 독립운동자인 마하트마 간디의 생일은 현재 인도의 공휴일이며 국제 비폭력의 날이기도 한다. 맞나요?
This is true. And it's October
2nd.
And if you think like 미국에서 뭐 Martin Luther King Jr. 생일도 그거 그쵸? 공휴일이죠. 인도도 마찬가지.
Right. 그렇다면 3번이네요. 3번 중국 덩샤오핑 주석은 퇴임 후에도 85세까지 하루 1시간 이상 자전거를 타고 건강을 유지했나요? 과연?
아닙니다. 네, 자전거는 타셨겠지만, but he would swim for 1 hour every day. And not at Zhongnanhai, not in the leadership compound, but at the seaside resort of, I hope I get this right, Beidahe, right?
Wow, so you were right, Jordan. You were on the right track. That was a good,
right?
Yeah, that was really good. That was a good observation.
Yeah, I need to stick to my guns.
그러니까요. As you get older, you lose balance because of your hearing. Oh, my goodness. Well, there you go, Daniel. Fooled us both. Jordan, it's time for you to redeem yourself.
All right, here we go. I'm going to fool both of you. 1번, 영국 총리였던 윈스턴 처칠은 미국인이었다.
What? Yeah. What? This is a lie.
Believe it. 2번, 미국 대통령인 아브라함 링컨은 역대급 사격 선수였다.
What?
Yeah, 사격. Pistol shooting.
Amazing.
3번, 영국의 왕 조지 3세와 그의 왕비에게는 아이가 15명 있었다.
고생하셨습니다.
안 돼. 진짜 안 되겠다.
상관없이. Yeah. All right, so you're talking about one of the greatest prime ministers? Is it Chongli?
Winston Churchill was the British bulldog or something like that.
Yeah.
Very, very famous. He led Britain in World War II.
That's right.
And he was American.
What?
I don't believe it.
어떻게 그럴 수가.
Let me tell you the real story.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because he is American. But his mother was American. His mm-hmm. father was British. Mm-hmm. However, he was never American his whole life. He was just British. Mm-hmm. However, later in his years, after he's retired and was getting old, he was awarded an honorary U.S. citizenship by John F. Kennedy. It was the first time anyone that the honorary citizenship was awarded to anyone. Since then, it's been awarded posthumously to other people as well, but he was number one. And he was alive to receive it, but he actually was not healthy enough to go to the United States to receive it, so they just sent it to him in the mail.
Oh, it's interesting. Right. Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah. 사실상을 맡긴 맞는데.
Yeah.
Just as an honorary award.
Yeah, but I mean, he was a citizen.
Okay.
Yeah.
근데 우편으로 보냈다는 거. 그
참. I'm not sure how they got it.
But that's not part of the story.
That's
part
true,
of
that's true. It's not part of the story.
Number two, talking about one of the greatest leaders, I would say.
Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, one of the most famous presidents of the United States. And he was a 역대급 사격 선수. So 사격 is pistol shooting, and 선수 is an athlete. And when he was in the White House doing his presidential duties, he wasn't shooting a whole lot for sport. However, when he was young, he was very, very good. And even back then, they had some organized competition. It wasn't like it would be organized today, but there was like competitions where people would come and shoot mm-hmm. pistols together. And generally it was like you put an apple on a stake and walk like 10 paces back and then shoot. Pistols weren't very accurate back then. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he was known to have won 300 matches and lost only one time.
진짜요?
300대1.
Yeah, and if you go to the
was
national...
Was it against John Wilkes Booth?
That was burn, Hamilton, right? No? Oh, no. Oh, sorry. No, I'm... John Wilkes Booth is the person who assassinated Abraham Lincoln.
Sad news.
Oh, too soon or too late? I don't know.
It's been a few centuries, I think.
Oh, poor Abraham Lincoln. Okay. Anyway, yes, he did lose that one. Anyway, okay, it's moving on.
I think it's like the first time Jordan has dealt with President Abraham Lincoln's death.
Oh my gosh, it's still fresh in my
mind. I'm sorry, yeah, okay.
I'm grieving.
I'm interested because I'm quite interested in Abraham Lincoln, and mm-hmm. I know he was like a lawyer and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I don't mm-hmm. ever remember reading about him being
shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go to the National Rifle Association mm-hmm. Hall of Fame, like a Hall of Fame, but like they have a museum mm-hmm. and he's listed there for like it was just really unique for a president to be so good
okay.
at it.
And all right.
So,
sounds yeah. believable.
Number three, let's see. Going over to the UK again. Mm-hmm. Who's got 15 kids?
King George III. That's 9 sons and 6 daughters, all with the same wife, queen.
Oh,
and he was famous for, he didn't have any mistresses or girlfriends
good
or anything
guy.
Like that. He just had one wife and had 15 children.
Wow.
Yeah.
그거 왠지 불가능한 것 같은데.
Yeah, how much? I mean,
15명 어떻게 낳지?
I don't know. Back in the day, I mean, people yeah. 옛날에는 그 정도로
yeah. 10명 이상.
Yeah, 맞죠,
10명 키우고.
Yeah.
그래도.
I don't know. 교수님.
전 3번.
3번.
아이 3명 키우는 것도 힘든데 15명은
없어. 왕이면.
He has helpers.
That's true. Right?
So. I'm going to say number 2. I don't know why. Number 2. 약간 의심스러운데요. 총 정리 한번 해볼게요. 1번 영국 총리였던 윈스턴 처칠. 진짜 미국인이었나요? This was true.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Wow, that's awesome.
Honorary American citizen.
Very cool.
Number 2, 미국 대통령인 에브라함 링컨 역대급 사격 선수였나요? Oh, yes!
Nice one!
Wow!
Everything about that was true other than it wasn't pistol shooting, it was wrestling.
Wow!
Wrestling. Yes, he was a very accomplished wrestler.
More respect.
He was quoted as saying, "I'm the buck of this lick. If any of you want to try it, come in and wet your horns."
Oh my gosh.
Just sharpen your horns. Yeah, he was very proud of his wrestling ability.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Wow, what's wrestling in Korean again?
시름.
시름. Oh, 시름. Wow, interesting. Abraham Lincoln, 시름 선수였다는
사실. Respect. 존경스럽네.
그렇다면 3번도 영국의 왕, 킹 조지와 그의 왕비에게 아이가 15명이 있었네요. 고생 많으셨네요.
Even more respect.
Even more respect, yeah. Well, look at that. Uh-huh. That's that's an incredible. I feel like the winner for today is Professor Dan.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, you beat us both. Well, in any case, thank you guys once again. We'll have to see you next
그렇습니다.
week. 오늘의 한국어 천재는 여기까지입니다. 오늘 에피소드 다시 듣기 하고 싶다면 네이버 오디오 클립, 팟빵, 유튜브, 아이튠즈 한국어 천재를 검색해 보시면 됩니다. Well, talking about making friends in the workplace today, Ethel Barrymore once said, "The best time to make friends is before you need them." 그래요. 더 늦기 전에 좋은 친구 찾길 바래요. We'll leave you guys with the last song. Here is PH1 Kid Millie Loopy featuring Palo Alto. Good day. 내일 봬요. Yeah. 낮엔 파란 하늘 별이 보이는 밤 기분 좋은 날